All I can get is static or variations on the central musical rhythm.
I only wish there was some way we could tell it to shut up. It's driving me crazy. And it keeps getting louder.
We have no way of estimating the volume this creature can produce.
The only logical solution is to listen to CJS at 90.1 FM. They broadcast from Burnaby Mountain in British Columbia. Let's tune in now.
Julian Taylor's Jukebox. It's so cool.
Use a few pounds, tight pants, points, hollering out. She was a black-haired beauty with big dark eyes and points all her own, sitting way up high, way up firm and high. Out past the cornfields when the woods got heavy, out in the back seat of my 60 Chevy, working on mysteries without any clues, working on our night moves, trying to make some front page driving news, working on our night moves. In the summertime, some high in the sky song. We were just young and restless and bored, living by the sword. And we'd steal away every chance we could, to the back room, to the alley, or the trusty woods. I used her, she used me, but neither one cared. We were getting our share, working on our night moves. The sound of thunder. How far off, I sat and wondered. Started humming a song from 1962. Ain't it funny how the night moves, when you just don't seem to have as much to lose. Strange how the night moves, thought I'm closing in.
Night moves.
Yeah.
Night moves.
Night moves.
That's music from Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band right here on the jukebox. You just heard Night Moves from 1976, a song that's certainly inspired me to be a singer-songwriter. It's pretty amazing. The whole record in his catalog and career is one of the record books. I'm in awe of him, for sure. I'm Julian Taylor. I'm your host here on the jukebox. We've got great music coming up for you. Something from the Yukon, Diet and the Love Soldiers with Give Me a Reason, just released in June. This is from a singer-songwriter who I met at the Indigenous Music Summit, the International Indigenous Music Summit, rather, and was really blown away by their performance. Also on the show, Kay Trinada, joined by Justin Sky with Ooh La La, brand new music from them, and Boogie the Beat. This is our featured artist of the week, is joined by Sebastian Gaskin, recent Juno Award winner, and also a resident musician at Massey Hall. Here's Higher from Boogie the Beat.
if I twist my hips, then you're gonna chase. I don't wanna run, cause I don't need no space. Give me ooh la la, I don't wanna wait. Tell him charge that car, I'ma beat the case. Tell him charge that car, I'ma beat the case. Give me ooh la la, straight to the face. That's what we always say. That's it, one
riding the radio rails with Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
For the king on the throne and the ones that polish stones, for those that kiss the ring and the puppets tied to the string, give me a reason.
shout out to our sponsors, Long McQuaid. They do everything there. Instrument sales, service, rentals, lessons, you name it.
This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Music from the Bros Fresh. They're from a little town nestled in between Baton Rouge and New Orleans. And I met them at the Long Road Festival in Great Britain last summer. That was Caution. I'm Julian Taylor, and this is The Jukebox. Thanks for tuning into the show. We've got a couple songs for you right here, right now. One from an artist by the name of Susanna Labrano. And Susanna is a wonderful singer based in Rotterdam, who has put together a song called Tudo Pa Po, released in 2008, and it really is a wonderful piece of music. She won the prestigious award for the Kora All African Music Award for Best African Female Artist a few years back. Also on the show after that is Bebeto, and that is a song that came out in 2017 from a Brazilian artist that I think you'll really enjoy. The song is called Princesa Negra de Angola. Here it is on the jukebox, Susanna Labrando.